Okay, today's daf is Bamitzia Kuf Yud Ches. Kuf Yud Ches, and we are on Kuf Yud Zayin Mabez, the second to last daf here in Meseches Bamitzia, as we continue in Perek Habayis for Ha'aliyah. Different issues that come up with two people living in close proximity, either in an apartment, an upstairs and a downstairs, or next to each other. And this Mishnah starts off where we are, Kuf Yud Zayin Mabez, starts off with a case. The Rashi says it's two brothers that their father had died and given him a piece of a mountain, and the brother, one of the brothers, had built into the mountain an olive press, a base habad, and on top of that, the other brother had a garden. And what happened? The roof of the base habad collapsed, and the garden brother didn't have anywhere to plant his vegetables. So what's the halacha? Says the Mishnah, v'chein beis habad shahu, v'chein, because similar to the previous discussions of the Mishnayis of Habayis for Ha'aliyah, as the first three Mishnayis in the Masechta in the Perek started off. So v'chein beis habad shu banui b'sela, there was an olive press that was built into the stone, v'gina achas al gabav, and there was a gina. So again, Rashi says it's talking about brothers. The Ramban says it could be talking about Shutfin also, and Maskir Socher, all the similar, but the Rashi is talking about brothers. V'gina achas al gaba, v'nifchas, and the ceiling collapsed. Hare bal hagina yored v'zorei alamata, the bal hagina could go, and this is similar to what we've discussed. Can the upstairs tenant move in with the downstairs guy? So here, he could now use the floor of the olive press to use for his gina. Baragid, he goes down and he plants in there. Vizare alamata, achiatza lebeis bado, keep it until the brother who lived downstairs for his beis habad built a new roof. A dome, but until he builds a new roof, which would then allow the balagina to plant on top of that, until then, the downstairs is responsible. As we said, the language from the daf that we said yesterday or 2 days ago, kufte zayin mabeis, the language was an important language, where the Gemara said, shibeid bayis la'aliyah. Meaning that the context of that line was on Kuf Tes Anabez meant that because when I rented this house to you and I said the upstairs, which is on top of the downstairs, that was an extra lashon that expressed that I was being mishabe. But sometimes there is a reality that the certain evidence or certain places are mishubit to the other place, just because that's the way it exists. And this is an example of that. You have the Beis Habad, which is under the Gina. So until the Baal Beis Habad does something to be able to allow the Baal HaGina to exist, so the Baal HaGina is able to take advantage in the Beis Habad's property. Part number one. Part number two. Hakosa v'ha'id l'shanafla l'shazarabim. So we get to other issues having to do with neighborly activities, and this already, some of this is going to lead us into discussions of Maseches Baba Basra and my communal responsibilities that will come up. We had already a little bit on yesterday's daf as well, but we'll get more into it. A wall. I have a wall of a tree that fell into the street. Vihiziku, and it did damage. Patur milashalim. So, in this case, I'm going to be patur. Why? What's the case? The case Rashi explains is ones. I didn't know, my wall fell down, my tree fell down, I had no idea. There was a crazy wind, and the tree got uprooted, and I don't have how was I supposed to know? I was an onus, Rashi, on the last line. My habil lemavit onusu, and therefore I'm going to be putter. The Nemuki Yosef here notes that it's not only bishas nefila, but it's even la'acha nefila, depending how long it takes, says the Nemuki Yosef. Here on Ayin Beis Amid Aleph, second to last daf in the Daf Harif, v'chitznan patur bein benezikin d'shas nefila bein benezikin d'lacha nefila b'shas nefila mishum t'kivat shebna'o kedarko, since it was built normally and there was nothing that you could do anusu upatur la'acha nefila nami kol shalohayelo shows l'salkam anusu. Even after it falls down, if I don't have to, I didn't have time to clean it up, I'm still an ones. And then he adds, v'yafilu b'shahayelo shows. Even if he had time, there's a way that you'll still be putter. Reminding us of a sugi in Maseches Baba Kama, which will come up again by the Shem and Tosfos, mishkachas la de putter b'mafkir nezakav. The case where something happens and I'm putter for that, and then I make it ownerless. I'm mafkir to Kai Malani, goes to Gemara Baba Kama Chavtas, mafkir nezakav la'acha nefilas ones, putter. That's what we paskin. That's what the Gemara says. Aval b'shnas lo zman. But we'll get to the next line of the Mishnah. But that's in the book of Yosef. He'll be pater b'shas tefila or la'achar nefila. And maybe even if he is mafkir the nechassim. But continues the Mishnah now, back at the fourth to last line. Nazir lo zman lakutz es ha'ilan v'lestaras lakosel. What if Beis Din decides that this is a dangerous situation and they tell the guy, they give him warning. They say, you have 1 month to remove the tree. You have remove the wall. V'naflu b'toch hazman. And then the wall fell down, or the tree fell down within the time before Beis Din's deadline, then Pater he still be Pater because they didn't expect it to happen so quickly. It's still Ones. But if the time has already elapsed and he didn't do it, and then it fell down, then he's going to be Chayim because there's no longer Ones. Beis Din already had given him the warning, and it is not acceptable that he didn't remove it yet. Next. What if a person has a wall close to his friend's Gina? Venafal, right? Different than the previous case where my property fell into Rishus Arabim. Here my property fell into somebody else's Rishus. That's the difference. So now what? V'yamar lo. Let's read the case and then there's a lot to talk about. V'yamar lo. Pnei avanacha. And Reuven's wall fell into Shimon's property. Shimon says, Reuven, get rid of your stuff. I don't want your rocks in my property. Right? Remove it. V'yamar lo. And Reuven says, Higiyucha, you can have it. It's yours. I'm not really interested in it. Higiyucha. Rashi says, Heim shalcha. Right, you keep it. Ain shomilo. We do not accept this. He doesn't have to say, okay, fine. He doesn't want these rocks. He's not interested. You can't have a matana balkarcho. You can't be forced to accept something, right? Zachin la adam shlo b'fanav, only if it's a schus. This is b'fanav, right? And the person can't be forced to be zocha something. And therefore, you can't have a kenya b'rshuso. Rashi says on top, Ain kona lo davar hefker amatana, if he doesn't want to, and therefore he is not allowed to say keep it. Right? This reminds us a little bit of the sugya of mechila. We've discussed whether there can be mechila balkarcho. The stipler in Sanhedrin, the Machane Ephraim discusses this, and they said it depends whether how you look at mechila. Is mechila a kinyan? You owe me money. I say don't worry about it. So is that as if I gave it back to you? Right? Or is it, no, I'm just removing myself. I'm masalik myself from the obligation. But melo, the obligation falls away. But it's not a kinyan. So they say that's nafkamina, because you cannot have a kinyan balkarcho. Siluk, if I remove myself, then melo, that could be balkarcho. But a kinyan can. That gets us also a little tricky into the sugya of gerushin. Because gerushin is, seems to be a kinyan, but it can be balkarcho on a daraisa level. So what do you do with that reality? Unless you say, something like the Ksos says in Simon Reish, that it's not a Kenyan, it just looks like a Kenyan, but it's not really a Kenyan, it's a Nesina. A Nesina, and that's why the Ksos says, if you remember, the two Nafkaminas, number one, Balkarcho, three Nafkaminas, Balkarcho, Isure Hana'a, you could even be Kosev again on Isure Hana'a, because Kenyan requires something that you can own, a Mutter Hana'a. But Kazal Isur Hana'a would work according to the Ksos because it's just a Maisa Nesina, the Torah demands. So it's Balkarcho, it's Nesina, and Ba'an Ke'echad is the third Nafgamina, the Ksos says. How could a woman accept her get at her own Rishus if Komasha Kansa Isha Kana Baila? Same question he asked by Eshtar Shichrur of an Eved. So the answer is that this is a Nesina. This is not a Kenyan. Even if you say it's a Kenyan, you're going to have to say it's a unique type of Kenyan to explain all the different ramifications that Gerushin would have. So again, this line of Ein Shominlo, that you can't be Kona Balkarcho, relates to the Sugya of Mechila and relates to the Sugya of Gerushin. Continuing the Mishnah, Misha Kibil Alav, but what if he says, fine, I'll take the stones. I'll take it, I could use that, I could build my own wall. And then Reuven just changes his mind. He says, okay, fine, I want it back. Misha kibil olav va'amar lo heilach es yitziyosecha. Here, take your expenses. I know you cleaned it away already, but let me pay you for it, and I'll take the stones back. Vani atol et shali ain shomin lo. Then it's too late. Once the guy accepted it, so then the guy can't retract his offer, and therefore it doesn't work. A couple of points to make. First, Tosfos right here says, underline higiyucha ain shomin lo. So if the original offer, he says, you can keep the stones, you can keep the branches, we don't listen to him. Afagav, even though what the Numuki Yosef just quoted before. The hamafkir nizakov liacha nefilas ones to patur. Didn't we just quote that Gemara in Baba Kama? Right? If an ones happens, I'm like, okay, forget it. I don't have the wherewithal to pick it up. I'm mafkir it. In Rishus Arabim, patur. So here too, why isn't it like, I fell into your Rishus? So some achronim say that's exactly the point. That does not apply if it falls into somebody else's rishus. It only applies in rishus arabim. Somebody else's rishus, he has more rights than the rabim, and therefore you cannot be mafgirit into his rishus. Number one. Number two. Tosfos's answer: Hacha de ishtamute kam ishtamit ve'eno mafkiro kedamar begemara. The Ruvain, whose wall or tree it was, is not really making a full-fledged offer. Right? The umdan is that he's just not in the mood right now to clear it. It's not that he's really being mafgirit. If he's really mafgirit, it would work. But here, we don't assume he's really being mafgirit. Right? Haraya, that sometimes he's going to want it back in a few minutes. So because we don't really think he's being mafgirit, that's why it is, it doesn't work fully, and therefore, ain't shomilo, he's going to have to take it back. The Tosfos Arash also quotes this and quotes a different distinction of why Mafka Nizakov wouldn't work here. Velinire, the lo kasha klum, right? I don't think it's a problem. The Hasam, when do we say Mafka Nizakov lachan afilas ones, where it didn't cause any problems when it first fell? Didn't cause any problems. And then afterwards you want it to be Mafka, and then it's going to cause problems. So that's where we allow you. Dahasa moasa hezek b'shas nefila umafkiran kodim shiasa hezek vaveli bar laonso v'mikasha ba adam acharkach pater. But here it fell into the guy's property. Now this guy has less space. You've damaged him already. So you're right. It was ones, but that's still more difficult to allow. That's not stama mafker nizakov lachan nefilas ones. Aval hacha b'shas nefila osalo ahezek kines malis ginaso avonim v'yofar v'niochal ozara. You've already damaged him. You're right, it could be potter because it was ones, but it's not the same as a regular case of mafker nizakov. Similar to the rishus rabim rishus yachid, but giving it a little more svar. Okay, so that is relating to the first line of the Mishnah. Getting back for a moment, the wall falling down, so if you remember, back in the beginning of Bava Kamma, we discussed, on the Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara discusses that there's an extra line in the Mishnah. The first Mishnah, if you remember, in Masechet Bava Kamma, talks about Hatzara Shava Shabahan, between all the Avos Hazikin, is dot, dot, dot. So what case is included? So one of the cases that was included was a case where the Gemara quoted four suggestions, and one of them was to include where a wall falls down, or something on top of a wall, and it does damage, either as it falls down or afterwards. So there is a discussion there in the Rishonim, right? Just like here we discussed, b'shas tefila, shlo b'shas tefila, which av hanezek is it when my property falls down into your Rishus and it damages on its way or it damages afterwards? Tosfos there in Baba Kama Davav says, as it falls down, it's eish. And after it falls down, it's bor. It's double, right? Even though, Beim b'shas tefila, Beim shlo b'shas tefila, if I would be responsible, if it's an ones, I'm pater. Right? It's not adam amazik. Adam u'ala olam, adam amazik, but this is not. This is my property. This is not me. So, if it falls down, so as it falls down, it's eish, and afterwards it's bar. The rush, there at the end of Simon Aleph, Perek Aleph, Simon Aleph, quotes, and he says, I'm not so convinced, and this is the big discussion in the Achronim. V'im eziku b'shas nefila. If it fell down as the wall, we're talking about walls falling down and falling on someone. So nistavku atosfus im yesh lahem din eish o din bor. So Tosfos, the Rosh quotes that as a suffix of Tosfos. Vinira says the Rosh, I think it's bor. Even as it falls down, I think it's bor. Usually bor doesn't move. Right? What do you mean? Usually a bor is something that somebody goes into. Isn't that the definition? That's not exactly, because if you look in the first parak in Baba Kama, what was the definition the Gemara gave for bar? Tchilas asiyaso lahezek. Usually it doesn't move, but that's how it's formulated, says the Rosh. Velo dummy, I think it's bar. I don't think it's similar to what the Gemara calls eish. What's the Gemara calls eish? If you put your rock or your knife on top of a wall and a wind came and blew it down on somebody. That's eish. That's different, because eish is about koach acher me'urav bo, where you're using a different koach, meaning the wind, and that helps combine for the damaging. That's eish, and that would be chayev. A wall falling down, or a tree, a dilapidated, weak tree falling down, says the rest, that's not exactly koach acher me'urav bo. That's an inherent, weak item. Right? It's not that there's a strong other force that's coming. That falls memela, because of a yilan machmas rei usa, naflu me'atzman, ki ra'u shaloha yichol la'amod Yosef. It's your bezin abaylam lapilo. If bezin warns you, that's not going to be a case of eish. That's an inherently dangerous situation. And you're right, it physically moved. But that's going to be bar, says the Rush. And this is a question that is dealt with by the Akronin. The Stifler has a fascinating question, but he uses the question to talk about the difference between Eish and Bar. In Simon Dalin and Baba Kama, he says, what if you have a bar b'shus Rabim, but you lit a fire inside the bar? And now there's a fire inside the bar, and Kalim fall in and get burned up. So we know bar is pater on Kalim, and fire is chayev on Kalim. So what are you chayev there? So Kli falls in and gets burned up, but it's in the bar. And the bar, the fire is not spreading because it's in the bar. So are you going to be chayev for those kelim or not chayev for those kelim? Is that bar or is that eish? So he uses that. Well, it's not moving, but it has properties of eish. So that's his first question. And he uses that to get into this machlokas between Tosfos and the Rosh. How would you define the case of a wall falling down? Our case in the Mishnah. If the case is ones, but what if Bezek gave him warning? And let's say it did damage on the way down. So which Avanezek is that? Is that Bar or is that Eish? Machlokas Rishonim. So here he talks about that issue. He says, Vadai, Da'kosova Ilan, him together, Mazak Mamish, to Inhu, who Da'ka'avdi Pula Saka, Viafiloachi, Dinam Kabar, because they're not exactly like Eish. So that's what he talks about here. Do you need Holy Chumazik? He talks about this in Simon Dalet, again, a Baba Kama issue, but it has to do with our Mishnah as well. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues now. A similar case, right? We just had the case where the wall falls down into the friend's property. Do you want those stones? No, I'll take them. And he tries to change his mind. Similarly, I hire a worker to work for me. I want you to gather some straw, some kash. And he says, you know, time to pay me. You know what? Take some of the straw. What you've worked in, take some of that. Right? This is not talking about what we had earlier in the Masechta, where the rights of a worker just to eat or to use some of the wages, some of what he's working in, the grapes, but it's separately. He did the work, he says, no, take it. So again, Ein Shomin Lo, he can't force him to take the straw. Why? We'll see in a second. If the guy said, fine, I'll take it, and then the guy wants it back, but he had told Shali Ein Shomin Lo. But if after he accepted it, he says, you know what, let me pay you instead, I want the straw back, then Ein Shomin Lo, we don't listen to him, and we'll see in the Gemara what the Tzrichusa is for both of these cases, where the wall falls down, and the fact that he owes him money. Why can he pay him in straw? What can he say? He's paying him Rashi. Rashi says, fourth line, Avagavta b'chol duchdei islei shava kesef kekesef. Usually we say, something that's worth money is always money. If a worker wants to pay, if an employer wants to pay his worker, he can't pay him in chairs. He can't pay him in shava kesef, and the guy will go, says Rashi, no. When it comes to a worker, he can't do that. Hacha de hacha, gabi poel, baltalin scharoksiv. My daasni bahade mashma. No, his schar, whatever you specifically have made a condition. So if you can made a condition, shava kesef, fine. But if not, sounds like it's exeris akasef. Lo salin scharo. And if you want to expand it, look at the Rashba. There is Rashba on the end here, even though there's no Ritva. The Rashba says, second to last page here in Bamitzia, there are three cases that should be discussed in this area. He says, he quotes Rashi, he doesn't like Rashi exactly, Taksiv Pula Sakhir, Mashu Lachayev. Then he says, Elataima Mishum, Tishlosha Dinim Muchlakim Yesh Betashlumin. Says the Rashba, there are three different halachas regarding payments. Masha yesh l'chaveru etzlo. The cases are milve, nezikin, and schirus, says the Rashba. When it comes to a milve alone, so then kol sheyesh biyado mos, chayav l'fer mos. If I have money, I have to pay you back money. Ha ein lo, if I don't have money to pay you back, I'll give you whatever I have. I can give you karka, I can give you metaltalin. If I have karka or metaltalin, I have to give you metaltalin. Right, if I have metaltalin, if I have money, that's the top. If I don't have money, I have to give you whatever I have. Fine. That's case of milve. Nezek, afilu isle zuze mishalai my deboy. The opposite. Nezikin, I can pay you back whatever I want. I damaged you. Whatever I want. Ella Dimoy Bagvile Karka. If I give you karka, I have to give you iddis. Like the Mishnah says in the Baba Kama. The Metav Sadeuksiv. The Metaltalin Afilusubin. The Kalmidi. The Metaltalin Gri Metav. That's the Gemara in the first paragraph of Baba Kama. So, Milve, I have to give you money. If I don't have money, I give you whatever you want. Whatever I want. Whatever I have left. Nezek, I can give you whatever I want, even if I have money. And number three, Schirus Afilu Einlomos Amrina Le Zil Atarach Vizavin. If I don't have money, I have to get money. I have to sell some things to get money to pay my worker money. Why does the person work to make money to be able to feed his family tonight? I don't want your stuff that I'm going to have to go and then sell and make money and get money from it and then get food for my family. That's a worker. A worker needs money to support himself. And therefore, says the Rashba, the worker is the most chamor in terms of what the Baal Habayis has to do. He's not allowed to give him anything except for money, and he has to sell his own stuff. So it's an important Rashba. The Rashba says three different rules of payment in terms of milve, nezek, and schirus. Right here, Kuf Yud Ches in Maseches Baba Metzia. We continue. Says the Gemara. Oh, which is one other Chashuk Yechemet, just relating to this issue about what a worker has to pay and responsibility. He has a case where Reuven and Shimon, as we said, if there's an ones, he's pater. He's pater, and if it's he's mafkirit, so then he's also pater. What happens? The case was there was a tree that got ripped up by a crazy storm. Ripped up by a crazy storm. And not only did the tree get ripped up and it fell from Reuven's tree into Shimon's property, but it ripped up the sewer line as it ripped up, right? The whole sewer line. And some sewer stuff, the biyuv ended up in my friend's property. His whole property was disgusting now. Does Reuven have to pay for that? So he discusses. Mafgir this case. Pater, Mafgir Nizakov. Everybody's going to be Mafgir that. Right, they're not interested in that. So he says, me'ikra din, me'ikra din, pater. Even though we're like, come on, responsibility. But it sounds, if it was an ones, I had no control. If I was warned, then fine. But if it was an ones, then I had no control. So then, l'chora, it's automatically hefker. And he says, pater, when it happened, l'chora, it would be pater. Me'ikra din. Weiter. Nifchasa, says the Gemara. So, back to the first case of the Mishnah, where the garden, the top of the Beis Abad fell in, and now the garden guy wants to plant on the bottom. So, Nifchasa, it fell in. So, same machlokas that we had on the last daf, right? When the top of the house fell in. Rav Amar Baruba, Vishmol Amar Barba. Right, Rav says it applies when rove of the house, rove of the ceiling, or the floor. And Shmuel says even four square tefachim, even that area is good enough. Same svar is given. Rav Amar Baruba Vol Ba'arba, if it was only four, they wouldn't be able to do this. Why? Adam Zoreh, Chesi Lamada V'Chesi Lamala. The bottom guy doesn't have as much responsibility because Rav says the guy can split his split up and below. Ushmuel Amar Ba'arba. Shmuel says even ba'arba. So he has a responsibility to try to fix it. Vitzricha, we need this machlokas, Abaya, Rav, and Shmuel, both in a case where the floor of a building fell down, and in a case where the garden fell into the Beis Abad. Vitzricha, Dira, if it only had the previous Mishnah, right, by the case of the house, right, the bottom of Kuf Tezayin of a base, if you only had that case. V'hakam, Rav Shmuel, maybe only there Shmuel says that it does not work. Mishum de lo avidi inshi, the diary purtahacha. If you're talking about living space, so you can't live above and below. You can't keep one of your dressers downstairs. That doesn't work. Avale inyan zriya, but planting. Avidi inshi, the diary acha purtahacha purta. There's more flexibility when it comes to planting. So imamodile le rav. Maybe Shmuel would agree to Rav in our case. And if you only had our case of the planting, maybe only there Rav says that there's flexibility and it's only when there's Rov, but maybe in a house, he'll agree to Shmuel. Even four tvachim is too much. Suricha, that's why you need it by both. Period. So what happens? Bezin gives him a time period in order to cut down the tree, in order to remove the wall, v'kamas van bezdin, amar Rabbi Yochanan, shloshim yom. 30 days, that is how much is given by bezdin. Tosfos says, little Tosfos says, kol zman, Bezdin Tap Tosfis Umikano Lamedim Zman Bezdin Lefroachovo Ulakamadvarim Tavilamidyom. From here we learn, and spread to elsewhere, 30 days is Bezdin's unit of time that they use. The Mishnah Lamelech in one place, Mama Velova says, we even learn from here to stam monetary issues. How do we know stam halva'a shloshim yom? From here too, because that's what the Gemara assumes, that is a general, a month is the unit of time that people work with. Right, rentals and loans. That's the umdana. That's the umdana that would apply even on a daraisa level. Right, stam hava. Right, we know stam nazirus. So that's not purely logical. Why would I think a nazir would accept to be a month? So that we need a pasuk for. Right, one of the two places in Shas where we learn a halacha from a gematria. Right, stam nazir shloshim yom. Learn now from Yihyeh. Yihyeh is gematria 30. And there's one other in Meseches Menachos, but that's a mukar. But here it's a svara shloshim yom. The Shimon Kubetz says obviously Bezdin has the power to give a shorter time period if the thing is dangerous, right? If it's makam sakana, so then they can give a shorter amount of time, and then the guy would have to remove it even shorter. Says Rabbeinu Yehonasan in the Shita, Avo b'davar shel sakana kagon kosa la gavoa harbe sheish lamod oso beumdana sheyipol letesvav yom opachos oyoser yichon liten lozman muat v'lister oso miyad ukfi azman sheyitnu lo im yavar hamoed yischayev l'shalim v'nav lo tok azman potter to onesu. So Bezdin figures it out, but it's not something automatic, but stam is shloshim. Misha yikos lavachulu. Next line says the Gemara. Hamidatani seifa heilach yitziyosecha. What's the case? The guy says keep the rocks, but if he kept it already and he says I'll pay for your expenses, then he can't retract. So if he says expenses, it must be the guy already removed the rocks. That's why he says yitziyosecha. So heilach yitziyosecha michlal depaninu askinan. It must be that he already has removed the property. So time, so the reason the owner of the garden could keep them, the paninu, is because he already moved them. Halo paninu lo. But if he just accepted to keep them, but he didn't keep them yet, does he have to then give it back to the original owner? The amai. Particularly today, why wasn't his field kona them? Tamar b'yosir hachanina, as we had a couple of weeks ago, chatzir shalom kona lo shalom midaito. A person's field can be kona for them, even shalom midaito. So here, right when he says fine, even if he didn't move them, it should be good enough. So like Mara says, like Tosfos quoted before, really he's not giving it over with a full heart. If he's really being makne it, so then the Baal HaChatzer is kone it. But here, the original owner is just not interested in removing it right now. But, and that's why the Baal HaChatzer is not kone it. But Nechinami, if it would be, if I have full kavana, then it would work. The Mishnah gave the same case, A, both by where the wall falls down, and B, where I owe money, where I owe a worker. And in both cases, the offer does not work, but then the retraction does not work either. So what do you need by both cases? V'tzricha. D'yeshbin l'haka maisa. If you only had the first case where the wall falls down. D'chikama lehi giucha ein shomin lo. Maybe only there where he says, you know what, keep my stones. We don't listen to him. Mishun d'les le'agregabe. He doesn't owe him anything. His wall fell down, so there's no prior context and relationship between these two people. That's why maybe the guy could refuse. Abal hacha de isla gragabe. But in the second case of the Mishnah, where we're talking about an employer and employee relationship, same in Shomer though, maybe there the employee would have to take what he could get. Would have to take the stones, not the the tevin and the kash. Why? Darmiyishi, because as we've said, mimari reshusech, from the master of your reshus. That means when somebody owes you something, pari para. Right? Just take whatever you can get. If somebody owes you something, take the money, and who knows when you're going to be able to get paid back in the future. So maybe I would have thought in that case, he has to accept. That's why you have to have the Seifa case. The Yeshbin and Hacha, and if you only had the Seifa case, Hacha, there, Shemishakiba Olavein Shomin Lo, Mishum De Isle Agagabe, maybe there, retraction is impossible. Aval Hacha, De Lesle Agagabe, but in the Reisha, where the wall falls down, Ema Shomin Lo, maybe you would listen, Tricha. So that's why, again, we need both cases. And the Mishnah ended off by saying, Ein Shomin Lo, right? That the Uman, this is now going back to the first line of the Seifa, the Uman is not forced to accept the straw. when the Baal Bais offers said to him. V'atani Yishom, although we have another Bais that says he is forced to. So the Gemara is going to have three suggestions how to answer the stira and the Bais. Again, stira, if the worker says, you know what, you're working with straw, keep straw for your wages. Does that work? 3 days. Number one, number of Nachman. Lokasha, kan bishalo, kan bishal chaveiro. Am I paying you for working in my field or paying you for working in my friend's field? Where I'm paying you to work in my field, so then I have to give you money. I can't give you the tevin because it's my stuff. So how am I transferring it to you? It's mine. It's more dimba, so the guy could refuse. But if I'm paying you to work in my friend's field, so then it's already easier. It's already out of my rishus part of the way. And therefore, you have to take that. So Amalei, Rabbi Rav Nachman. Why? What's the difference? Bishalom, my taima, mishum da'amar le'agralach. Why can't, if he's working in his own field? Could the worker say, no, you owe me money, bishal chavir nami scharolav. So even in his friend's field. The Tanya, the Brisa says, asochaz abola sos bishalom, if I hire a worker to work in my own field, the hereo bishal chavir, and then I show him my friend's field, third time this has come up in this pesekta, nosin lo schar mishlam, he has to pay him in full, v'chozer benoto mi balabais, masha heneo ito. And then the hirer has to go back and get paid back. But it doesn't matter whose field it's in. So the difference between my field and my friend's field shouldn't make a difference. In both those cases, I should have to give you money. So the Gemara tries again. El Amar of Nachman. Rav Nachman gives a different shot after Rabba, you know, asked the Kasha on him. So, Lo Kasha Kan Bishalo, Kan Bishal Hefker. What if I hire you to, I have an abandoned lot next to my house. So I hire you to do some work in that lot. That's where I'm allowed to say, keep what you're working with, says Rav Nachman. Why? So Rashi says it's Rav Nachman l'shitaso. It's not mentioned in the Gemara, Beferish, but it's Rav Nachman l'shitaso. Rav Nachman says, Rashi, Rav Nachman l'tameh, you see about the third of the way down in Rashi, quotes the Gemara that we had 108 days ago, Daf Yud. Hagmagbia Matsia la Chavero, Lokana Chavero. If I lift something up for my friend, I cannot do that. Right? That's Chavin la Chav la Achrini in a case where I'm picking up for someone else. And therefore, Rav Nachman says, if I pick something up for my friend, he's not Kona it. So that's what's going on here. So if I'm working in a stay Hefker, it's not my friend's yet. It's still Hefker. And therefore, it's looser connection to him. He can use that to pay me. Right, that's Rav Nachman. That's Rashi's explanation of Rav Nachman. So Gemara says again, Esa Yerava Rav Nachman. Rav Rav has another kasha on Rav Nachman. I don't think that's true. Maybe that works by a certain type of poel, but not all. But see, as poel la atzmo, if a worker finds something, so then he's able to keep it. Masai. And again, we had this there. When do we say that bisman she'amar lo balabayis? If the balabayis gives him limited instructions, what he's supposed to do for him. Nacheshi mi hayom, weed for me today. O adori mi hayom, hoe for me. So if the worker says weed for me and he happens to find something, that finding has nothing to do with the balabayis. Because the worker is only weeding or only hoeing. But if he says, you know what, work for me today. So whatever you do is for me. So that includes anything, even finding things. So So then here too, here he says, work in this area. So wouldn't that be inclusive? And it would go to the balabayas. And Rashi adds, again, the yad balabayas, yad poel ki yad balabayas. And therefore, this is different than stama a motze mitzia. So Rav Nachman's like, okay, fine. Third try, Rav Nachman gives after Rava keeps knocking his answers. Elam, Rav Nachman, Lokasha, Kan Bahagba, Kan Behabata. One case is where he tells him to work for him. One case where he just says, guard something for me. Habata, look at it, guard it. So looking, that's not Kona anything. So there the items are not in the Rishus of the Balabayas yet. So that's where he's able to pay his worker with that. Mashenkein, if it is actual picking up. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Habata Behefker Tanoi. Really, this issue, whether Habata is Kona at all, is really a Machlokas Tanoim. Machlokas Tanoim, we discussed this back on Daf Beis. If you remember the issue, can you be Kona something through looking at it? On a Daraisa level. On a Darabanan level, we know there are, if I'm about to pick something up, so the Rabbanan could say, you know what, it's already, you know, off limits to other people. But there's no kinyan there, but that's just because of tikkun olam. It's because I'm about to take it. Remember when we had the sugya back in Kedushin? Ani amahapich b'charara. I'm about to pick something up, and then you swoop in and grab it from under me. right, which is the physical ani ababek b'charara, but which is also applied, I'm about to get a job, and you go and call somebody before and get the job. So there we can see there's no physical kinyan yet, but midirabanan, you shouldn't do it. But here we're talking about on a daraisa level. Could he be koneh through habata? So we discussed this, if you remember, turn back for a second, daf beis amud aleph, where the Gemara listed, what do you need all those cases for in the Gemara? But so the Gemara says, well, maybe with one of the cases, I would have thought habata is koneh. Kamash bala not. And Tosfos said, Tosfos discussed there on daf beis amud aleph, is there a possibility to think that you would be koneh through looking at something? Don't we have mishnayos later on in that first parak that seem to point to the other direction? I jump on something and somebody else pulls it out from under me, so the other guy's koneh. So you see, habata doesn't work. So the Tosfos said, no, there you are magali your das, you don't want to be koneh through habata. You want to fall on it. You don't want to. So there we discuss whether what type of kinyan, how is this working? There's no such thing. But either way, the Gemara here says, maybe it's a machlokas tanoim. Says the Gemara. About the Babkatanohi, that's not. The Mishnah says in Shkolim. What's the Mishnah in Shkolim about? Shomrei Svichei Shvius. We know during Shemitah, so people could go on other people's property all over, it's Hefker. So Shomrei Svichei Shvius. The problem is, we need certain grains to use in the base of Migdash for the Karban Omer, the second day of Pesach, the new barley, and the Shteh Halechem, the new wheat. On Shvuis. So Bezdin used to put guards to make sure there was these certain properties that we could use. Because we didn't want everything to be used, and then we'd have nothing to bring for the carbon. Right, Shemitah, it's all Hefker. So they used to hire people. Did they pay them? Did Bezdin pay them? Machlokas Tanoim. Shomrei Svichei Shvius, no one true schar mishumas alishka. The Tanakhama says, yes, they were paid. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Harozim Mistadiv Huvisham Rechinam. They don't have to get paid. They could do it for a volunteer. Omer Lo, and the Rabbanan say, no, can't be volunteer. Ata Omer Kane. You say it can be volunteer? Ain't bought Mishal Tzibur. If you say it's volunteer, so then it would come out that it would not be viewed as the tzibur's carbon mincha. Because that grain would be owned by the shomer. What's the machlokas here? What's the conversation? What's the nekudah of the machlokas? So the Gemara says, Amai la baka miflagi. Maybe this is the machlokas. Tatanakama savar habata bafkar kani. This guy is guarding. So he's looking at it. Is he kona through that? So Tanakama says, yes, habata befker is kani, viyavi le agra in. So therefore, you have to pay him. So if you pay him a fee, so he's acting on the behalf of the tzibur. So then it's not called his. V'ilolo, but if you don't pay him, it's going to end up being his. And memela, that's a problem, because you have to use tzibur grain in order for the omer and the shteh halachem. Rav Yosi savar, habata befker lo kani, Rav Yosi says, no. Looking at Efker, you're not kone. V'chi azli tzibur umaisi, he's just guarding it, but then the tzibur's going to come take it. Hashtu t'chazachi bei, and the tzibur's going to use it. Umay ata omer, so what's the conversation, what's the line that the Rabbanan say to Rav Yosi? No, it can't be. You have to pay. Hachi amrilei, this is what they say to him. Midvarecha lidvareinu, if you say like your words, that you don't have to pay him, and you connect that to our words, that we say habata behefker is kana, then you have a problem. Ein omer v'shi alechem ba mishal tzibur. That is suggestion number one of the Gemara. That's the nekudas of machlokas. The Gemara says there are other possibilities as well. Maybe that's not the machlokas. Omar Rava, lo, dekuli amal ba habata behefker kani. Maybe everybody could agree looking at hefker is kona. Oh, interesting. We mentioned this back on that base. I'll mention it again. Even if you want to say looking is kona, that might only be behefker. Meaning, we know there are two elements to a kinyan. There's being motzi it from another rishus, and being machnas it into my rishus. So the only possibility the Gemara here mentions is not, I can't look at something in your rishus and be kone it. Only hefker, where there's only a knisa l'rishusi. There's not a hotzah me rishus cha. That's the possibility where it might work. We paskin, it doesn't work anyway. But either way, that's the only possibility. Habata behefker. Okay, so the Rava says, Dukuliyama, maybe everybody agrees it would work. How about the Bafkar Kani? What's the issue here? V'yacha chayshinon, shema lo yimsrim yafa yafa kamiflagi. Really, the Shomer is koneh. But the question is, do we assume that he would have proper das to give it over fully to the tzibur, to use for the karbanis mincha? Drabanan savri, yavinan le agra, you have to pay him. V'lo, because if not, chayshina shema lo yimsrim yafa yafa. Maybe he's not going to give it over in full. Maybe he's not going to have proper das. And even though Rav Yashav here quotes the Mishnah Malach, and even though usually we say Dvarim Shevelevein on Dvarim, right? So what? He says he's giving it over to the Seabor. So what do we care about what's inside his heart? But still, if there is something that it's his property and he'd rather like think like, oh, it's my carbon, so that goes against the Dvarim Shebelev. Sometimes if there's an umdana, that there's a reason to go against, Mikol Makom Kan Gara, Mikiva Sha'adam Rotse Sheyakrav a carbon Mishalo, V'choki Agavnitz Sorach Lachshosh L'Dvarim Shebelev. Sometimes if there's a reason to knock the Dvarim Shebelev, to be against it, that's why we might say not. So the Rabbanan say, we'd be worried. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Lo Chayshin Shalom Lo Yimshrim Yafa Yafa. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you don't have to be worried about it. Umata Omer, and how do you interpret, according to this shot of the Machlokas, how do you interpret that last line of the Rabbanan? Hachi Kamrile, Midvarecha, from your words, that you say you don't have to pay, Lidvarenu, to our words, that, the Chayshin Shemalo Yimshrim Yafa Yafa, so that Ein Omer, Vishyalachim, Ba Mishal Tzibur. It wouldn't be coming from the Tzibur because he would be koneit and he wouldn't be giving it over properly. So maybe that's the machlokas. A, number one, maybe it's the machlokas about Abata Behefker. Number two, maybe it's the machlokas about Shlomo Lo Yimshrim Yafa Yafa. And number three, Ika Ta'amre, Rava Amar to Kuliyama Abata Behefker Lo Kani. Everybody agrees Abata Behefker is not kone. The Hacha Chayshinan Labali Zroros Kamifliki. The machlokas is for Bali Zroros, for strong men. What do you mean strong men? People who'd want to take this property without, you know, not caring for whose it is. So if they know that Besdin pays the shomer, they're not going to start off with Hektish. The Tanakama Savar, Titakini Rabbanan, Lamesa Layaba Zuze, the Rabbanan said, give him four Zuz, Kihechi Delishme Bali's Roos. So the Bali's Roos hear about it, Valifajuminayu, and they stay away. They're like, this is Hektish stuff. You know, we'll steal from people. We're not going to steal from the base of Migdash. So if he's paid, they already know that. Over Rabbi Yossi Savar, no, Lotakini Rabbanan says, no, they weren't Misakin. We're not worried about Bali's Roos. And Uma Ata Omer, so what is the Lashon of the Rabbanan mean to Rabbi Yossi? Yachi Kam relay, this is what they're saying to him. Midvarecha lidvarenu, based on your words, that you're not going to pay him, to our words that we're worried about, Bali Zroos, Ein Bar, Mishal Tzibur, is not going to come because we're not going to pay. The Shomer is going to own a percentage of it, and that's going to be a problem. And also, V'chenki Yasa, Ravin Am Rabbi Yochanan, Choshinan, the Bali Zroos, Ika Beinayu. There is a major question that's asked by Tosfos in four places in Shas. It's not asked in Tosfos here, but the Tos HaRosh quotes all the answers. And that is, so what are we're talking about Beis Din setting up Shomrim during Shemitah to guard the fields. Isn't there an Isser of Mishumar in Shemitah? You're not allowed to guard your property. You're not allowed to close it off and put a fence around it. If you want to put a fence around it, you can put a sign. It's Shemitah. So there's a pasuk. We have a limud. Right, Shmira. So how can you be Shomer property during Shmira? Doesn't that aser the property? That's the kasha. The last daf in Yavam is Tosfos in Menachos, Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, but it's the Tosfos of Rosh here. There's always three or four answers given in Tosfos all over, and the Tosfos of Rosh quotes them here. The kasha, Taha Mishumar aser lehedyot, like the last daf in Yavam says. Right, isn't that true? So, some Rishonim reject the whole, so one day is that you reject the whole thing. No, you're not allowed to, but it doesn't aser. It doesn't aser the food. Right? That's one answer given. But there are other answers given. V'yeish lomar. Ha'detani b'taras kohanim, min ha'mufkar atabotzer, v'yatabotzer min ha'mishumar, midrabanan hu. V'kras machle b'yalma. Right, number one, maybe it's only nisidrabanan, u'legavoa, kiva deloef shalo gazer. It's only nisidrabanan, and for the Beis HaMikdash, ain brera. You have to protect the Shemitah produce in order to bring it for the karbanos. Number one. Number two, or Dafka Mishumar Latzorach B'nei Adam. The Isser D'Araisa, maybe it's D'Araisa, but it's only if you guard it for yourself or for people. But if you're guarding it for a carbon, that was never included in the Isser. Right? It's Mishumar Latzorach B'nei Adam. D'Nizirecha Mashba Latzorach Acha. Abba Latzorach Kavo Ashari. Number three. That was number two. Number three. Yamonin B'nei Adam Milikanes. It wasn't really guarded that we wouldn't allow you in. We would be sitting at the door, and people would say, oh, who's that? We would say, oh, it's Hektish, it's for the Karban Mincha. So if the guy would want to walk in and still take it, we wouldn't do anything. We wouldn't be Shomer. We would just be there to be Modia. Most people would listen. But otherwise not. He doesn't quote the other answer. The other answer is maybe the Shomer were just for the animals. Right? The animals don't go in, but not for people. That's also a different type of Shmira. Maybe you're only guarding one area of the field. And now the other area of the field, that's the Sfas Emes talks about that in Menachos, where this comes up on Daf Peidalin. But either way, many different answers discussing this issue of Shemitah. Vayter, says the Mishnah, second to last Mishnah here in Maseches Baba Metzia. Hamotzi zevel rishus harabim. Hamotzi motzi v'mezavel mezavel. If somebody brings out their fertilizer to rishus harabim, so you can't leave it out there too long, right? It's a danger. Hamotzi, if you bring it out, motzi, you got to take it out quickly. V'mezavel mezavel. And somebody who wants to take it can take it. Rashi, Klomer, eino rashoy lahashoso sham. This line means you can't leave it there. Elazem motziom and arefes l'rishus harabim v'hanoso yehi mezuman lisa eno l'sad l'gina l'zabel. Somebody takes it out. Somebody takes it into the to fertilize their field. Can't leave it there. Ein sharin tit rishus harabim. You can't leave tit in rishus harabim because it's going to be a danger of ein lovin and levanim. And you can't also put out your bricks there to dry because it's out there for a long time and it's going to cause it's going to be a nezek. Ava govlin tit rishus harabim avalo levanim. You could be a need tit in Rishus Rabim, not for bricks, because this is very short activity, that would be okay. Habonim, Rishus Rabim. Somebody is building in Rishus Rabim. Vahamevi Avanim, Mevi, Vahabonim Bonim. Same as the first line. Do things quickly. You can't leave major raw materials in the street. Vim Hizik, Mishalam Mashizik. And if you did, you have to pay for it. Rib Shimon Gamliel Omer, and the Rishonim explained that he argues on two counts. Not only can you leave it there? Af misakinu es malachto lefnei shloshim yom. You could leave it there beforehand, and you could leave it there. You could put it there before you need it, and you could leave it there as you need it. Right? I'm showing Leo is much more mako in terms of what you're allowed to put out there. So the Gemara says lema masis and look Rabbi Yehuda. Is our Mishnah against Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? Did Tanya? Rabbi Yehuda says in the following Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'shas hotzal zvalim, at a time when people are taking their fertilizer out of their fields, other mosi zivol rishazarabim, v'sovra kosh loshim yom. You can put it in the street and make piles. Kedeshe nisho v'ragli adam, v'ragli behema. Because after all, you want people to trample on it, to crush it. Shalmanas kein, hinchle Yeshua li Yisrael, l'saharetz, Yeshua ben Nun. Part of the societal takanis that he made, as we discussed in Perek Merubah, that it's mutual understanding. You could do this and we could do this. People could put their fertilizer out in the street for people to trample. So is that Rabbi Yehuda that's against our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says you can't put anything in the street. He argues on the takan of Yeshua ben Nun. The answer is no. Afilu deim Rabbi Yehuda, mod Rabbi Yehuda, shim hizakayav l'shalim. Rabbi Yehuda says you could do it. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says in that brisa. But he would agree in our Mishnah that you have to pay for it if it damages. You're allowed to do it, but if you did it, chayev l'shalim. Says the Gemara, really? Those two don't go together? Your allowance does it? V'yotnan. But didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Baba Kama, Mod Rabbi Yehuda ben Chanukah Shupater? Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if you put out your Chanukiah, and it lights a camel's clothing on fire, that you're pater because you acted Bershus, but it's Bershus, so my law, Rishus de Bezdin. Doesn't that mean Rishus of Bezdin? And therefore, whenever Bezdin allows you to do something, if you do it, you're going to be pater. Isn't that what it means? So the Gemara says, lo, Rishus de Mitzvah. Really means the Rishus of the Mitzvah. That's really Rishus de Bezdin, you'd be chayiv. Only because you're doing a Mitzvah here would we say that you have all encompassing exemptions. Stop, two more lines. V'hatanya kolelu sh'omrim utar l'kaka b'chiz rabim v'hiz achayev l'shalim Reb Yehuda poter. The Brisa says b'feirish. There Reb Yehuda says pater in a case where you're allowed to put the kilkol in rishiz rabim. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. El machaverta masis and delok Reb Yehuda. So we're stuck. We have to say the Mishnah is not like Reb Yehuda because Reb Yehuda would say you'd be pater even though our Mishnah says chayev. The Rashbin of Akama quotes that Yerushalmi on that Gemara when we say Ner Chanukah is pater that you're allowed to do a mitzvah rishiz rabim and not worry about the ramifications, that's Dafka Ner Chanukah. But, like, what other mitzvah might you do outside? Says the Yerushalmi, but if you build your sukkah in Rishus HaRabim and it damages, you're not going to be putter. Because who says you have to build your sukkah there? Ner Chanukah, Pirsume Nisa, that is done outside. But, says the Rashba, Miu lo kol hamotzi b'rishus de mitzvah putter. Shilu asa sukkah de mitzvah pesach beso, umi bachutz v'huzku bo chayiv. Like he quotes the Yerushalmi. But there's no mitzvah dafka to put your sukkah into the street. Rabbi Yashiv here points out an irony. Rabbi Yashiv says, no, if you could put out, sometimes if Bezin gives you rishus to put something out in the street, let's say according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're patur milashalim. Right, you can put the zevel out, and if Bezin gives you rishus to put it out, then you can be putter. Ironically, sometimes if you do put something in your rishus, let's say you light a fire in your rishus, and then it spreads, you're going to be chayiv.
So you might think, it's in your rishus, and then it spreads. And that's going to be worse than my, when Beis Din gives me an allowance to put something outside, the answer is yes. Because if Beis Din allows me to do the maisa, they allow me to do it, period. Here, I'm responsible for my choser shmira. You're right, I didn't do an action that damages, but once I do not watch my item, choser shmira, he says, achilik bazet, b'dvarim shuosa b'chatzero, lo shayach lahagdi, you don't say that's birshus. It just means chiyuvo shlishvar shalo yazik, v'mizik mishalim. Birshus arabim, right, they give you a rishus. So once they give you a rishus, so then you have that allowance. We could also talk about, just to finish up with this, and that is, we know this is one of the six or eight places, places where the Chanukah is mentioned in Mishnayos. Right, Chanukah is not mentioned in Mishnayos. There's no Hilchas Chanukah, it's all in the Gemara, right? Which all the Rishonim already a little bit, but the Achronim also expand upon it. Why not? Why did Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi leave out Halachas of Chanukah from Mishnayos? He could have, just like the Rama put Megillah and Chanukah together, maybe he could have done that. Right, he could have put Hilchos Chanukah and Megillah in Mishnayos, but obviously he left it out, and there are hints to it. It's mentioned in Bava Kamma, it's mentioned in Maseches Megillah, it's mentioned in Maseches Bikurim, right, a couple of places where it is mentioned. So there are various suggestions given why it's not mentioned. So one of the more creative pshatim is given by some of the Achronim, and that is Torah Shebal Peh is based on Torah Shebichsav. Right, every Masechta talks about Psukim. Right, and they talk about psukim, that something the mitzvah is based on. Chanukah doesn't have any Torah Shebichsav, right? Even Torah Shebichsav meaning Tanakh, right? Purim has the Megillah, but Chanukah has no Torah Shebichsav. So maybe there was no allowance to write down Torah Shebal Peh if there's no Torah Shebichsav that is the basis for it, right? And that's you could say that in a conceptual way as well. Again, because by definition, Torah Shebal Peh is an expansion. And if there's no roots, if there's no ikar here, that's why he couldn't. There are others that suggest that maybe, it's very unusual, they say in the name of the Chassam Sofer, that maybe because, based on that Ramban and Parshas Vayechi, that the Chashmonoim were at fault, because they should have let the Kohanim become the Kohanim, they shouldn't have taken the Kohanim, so therefore, Yehuda HaNasi didn't want to put it into a Mishnayos. Very difficult, but the Chanukah is Chanukah, it's a Yontif, we say Hallel. So, and it's hard to say that Yehuda HaNasi would Dafka do that, but anyway, that's another suggestion, but I like the first one, relating to Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebichsav. As mentioned, Reb Mirsky mentions that in the third volume of Hagioni Halacha, that you need Sifri Tanakh to have drushes based on. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll start with Amar Abaya, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, as we finish up Meseches Baba Metzia. Okay, we'll stop here.